I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we will take on an issue that is often the subject of jokes, but is no laughing matter, sexual violence in prison. We'll tell you what officials and advocates are doing to try to stop it. That's our Behind Closed Doors conversation, and it's in just a few minutes. But first, a story that has sparked outrage around the country. It isn't often that chief of police describes himself as embarrassed and disappointed by the actions of a member of his own force. That's just what happened in Dallas last week after officials there watched this video of Officer Robert Powell detaining NFL player Ryan Motes for running a red light, despite Motes' pleas that he went through the light because he was rushing his family to the hospital to see his mother-in-law, who was just moments away from death.
Let me see your driver's license.
You right now?
You ran a red light.
My mother is dying! Right now!
That doesn't constitute running a red light.
So your mother's dying? I waited until no traffic was coming. I got seconds before she's gone, man.
After detaining Motes for 13 minutes, Officer Powell wrote him a ticket and let him go into the hospital. But by that time, Motes' mother-in-law had died. The March 17th incident, captured on tape with the officer's dashboard video camera, prompted the department to put Officer Powell on administrative leave. Officer Powell offered a written statement apologizing to the Motes family on Friday. Joining me to talk more about this is Floyd Simpson. He is Assistant Chief of the Dallas Police Department. Chief, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
It must be painful to talk about this.
Well, it's just something that's what it is, and we're going to get through it, and our charge is just to be as honest and open as we can with the public.
The incident occurred March 17th, and Chief David Kunkel's press conference was March 26th. That was more than a week later. How did the department officials find out about this, and why the lag in responding?
Well, when you look at incidents like this, it seemingly can be a lag. If you look at the videotape, there was a police officer from the city of Plano that was there, and he was to the point of disbelievement. He talked to his supervisor, who in turn contacted one of our supervisors in Dallas, and that came to light to me on Monday, the 23rd, which I was alarmed, and I shared it with some members on our command staff, and you see what you have today.
What was your reaction when you saw this?
Well, I was alarmed, and as our police chief, David Kunkel, mentioned, it was disappointing and embarrassing to me and most people, not only people on our command staff, just most people that we talk to it about.
And many people have been disturbed by this, as you know, by the comments that have been pouring into the various message boards at the local paper. There's the apparent disregard of the pleas about his mother-in-law. But there's the tone that a lot of people have described as threatening, as patronizing, as the Dallas Morning News described as a long, long lesson in domination and control. And I'm just going to play a short bit for people who have not heard it. Here it is.
But you're going to give me a ticket, give me a ticket.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Just,
okay, well, your attitude says that you need one.
All I'm asking you is just hurry up. You're standing here talking to me.
Okay, well, you're not. Shut your mouth and listen.
Shut my mouth? Is that how you talk to me, too?
Shut your mouth and listen.
Okay.
If you want to keep this going, I'll just put you in handcuffs, and I'll take you to jail for running a red light.
Okay. All
okay?
Right.
I can do that.
Okay.
Okay? State law says I can.
Yes, sir.
Okay? I can screw you over.
Yes,
I'd rather not do that. Your attitude will dictate everything that happens.
Yes, sir.
And right now, your attitude sucks.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people see a racial dynamic at play here. Do you?
Well, let me preface by saying this thing is still under review, and certainly we don't want to be in a position where we're rushing a judge without allowing Officer Motes go through what we call due process, and so he is entitled to that. But us in the police department, not only the commanders, believe that there may be some things that we need to look at with regard to crossing the line and courtesy to our citizens. And so we're going to do that and bring this to a resolution as quickly as we can.
Do you think race is a part of this?
Well, I don't know. We're going to find out throughout the investigation. And certainly if it is, we're going to report that and act accordingly. One of the things that we like to do here in Dallas is this thing of transparency. And so if we mess up, we're going to fess up and then we're going to clean it up and we're going to try to make it so that it doesn't happen anymore.
Have you spoken to the officer yourself?
I have. Again, I am the assistant chief over the patrol bureau, and at my charge is about 1,800 people who work the streets of Dallas every day. And Mr. Powell was one of those. So he and I had a candid conversation in my office. We viewed the videotape, and I was certainly looking for a reaction from him that, quite frankly, I didn't get. You know, I wanted more compassion and more remorse.
He doesn't understand what he did wrong. In fact, I was going to ask you about that because there was a message posted on his Facebook page, which has since been taken down, or the Facebook page has been closed to folks who are not already part of his friend list, as it were, that suggested he didn't think he did anything wrong. Did he think he did anything wrong?
Well, at that point, when I talked to him, it certainly didn't appear to me that he felt that way. Obviously, we all know that a apology has come through his attorney from him, and I have not talked to him since then, so I really don't know if he actually had a change of heart.
It should be his MySpace page, I should say, not Facebook, but his MySpace page. Let me just jump in to say, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Floyd Simpson. He's the assistant chief of the Dallas Police, and we're talking about that now infamous confrontation between a Dallas officer, Robert Powell, and Ryan Motes, who was rushing his family to the hospital and was detained in doing so. Assistant Chief, I think that the question for many people is Officer Powell the only person on the force who has these attitudes, or whatever attitudes led him to engage in this conduct? And what are you going to do to figure out whether there are other people who would have reacted similarly in this situation?
Yeah. Well, my heart certainly wants to say this is a single incident by a single person, but my mind tells me that I just can't say that with some sense of reliability. We just don't know. Certainly, when you talk about people and their attitudes, our screening process and the hiring process is where we try to weed people out that we think may not act in a manner that we want them to. And then also our frontline supervision is very important. I think that people who act that way certainly feel or believe that there's an environment that condones that. And our message is that, no, that's not the case here in Dallas, because, yes, we have to present law enforcement and we have to do the things that police officers do. But there is a level of compassion that I certainly want to be displayed by officers on a daily basis all the time while they're enforcing the law. And go ahead.
How have you communicated that to the people you supervise?
Certainly in media outlets, when we do interviews, we understand we're not just talking to the public and our politicians and other stakeholders. Part of that, we're talking to our officers. The other piece is, again, we're very transparent. On our intranet, our internal intranet, there are pictures of these video or the video, which is actually playing, that each and every one of our 3,500-member department will have to look at. And we're openly talking about it in our police academy. And the thing that we're pointing out is sensitivity and treating people with a certain level of courtesy, because we're here to serve. And so we're not holding on to it, and we're not internalizing it to a point that, you know, it's only us who understand and have seen this video. But we're also cognizant that this thing is under investigation, and we want to make sure that Officer Powell gets his due process.
You've been with the Dallas Police Force for more than 20 years, as I understand it. And you have to know in the course of that time that many people of color, particularly Black and Latino people, not just, but I think more likely to be people of color, who complain that they are treated with discourtesy by law enforcement. There's a big gulf, a big gap in opinion about the way law enforcement conducts itself. And I wanted to ask you, who, a man of color yourself, if you think that there's some legitimacy to that concern. I mean, we often hear about so-called misconduct cases, and I do recognize your point that Officer Powell deserves his due process rights too, but we hear about misconduct when it comes to, you know, violence. But the discourtesy that many people feel they experience on an ongoing basis, do you think that those concerns are real?
Yeah, whether or not I believe they're real. Certainly, I would be foolish if I was to go out and say that does not exist, not only in the public at large, but certainly the police department comes from the public. And so those things that are out there in the public certainly manifest themselves on the police department. Now, our issues is, and what defines us, is what we do about it. When it comes to our attention, certainly you look at some of the different laws and things like that regarding racial profiling that are on the books. They're not there just just because somebody thought that they should be there. There's actual reasons behind those laws and why they're there. And so I think we would be foolish to think that nothing like that occurs. It's where we're defined and where we're measured is when it comes up, what do we do about it?
And to that point, we have about a minute left. What steps are you taking? And if we are to, you and I were to get together a year from now, 2 years from now, and talk about this, what would you like to have happened in that amount of time?
Well, I certainly would like the awareness level to be up. I don't believe that we'll be to a point where it's totally gone, not only in the Dallas Police Department, but in policing in general. And I would like to be able to tell you that, again, we've talked and mentioned this to all 3,500 members of our department.
Floyd Simpson is Assistant Chief of the Dallas Police Department. He was kind enough to join us from member station KERA in Dallas. Chief, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
A moment ago, we played an excerpt of Ryan Moat's altercation with Officer Robert Powell. On our website, you can find a link to watch the full video. You can also read the official response by the Dallas Police Department. Just go to npr.org and click on Tell Me More.